Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Canada's top 10 film festival is now screening some of the best movies of 2015. This week, I'm looking at two coming-of-age films from that festival, one set in Quebec, the other in Ontario, that look at summer stories and an unusual animated drama about celebrity and conformity. Anomalisa, directed by Duke Johnson and Charlie Kaufman. Michael Stone, played by David Thewlis, is a minor celebrity in the world of business, self-help books. He's much loved by office staffs all across America. His specialty? Customer service. So he's staying at a hotel in Cincinnati for a day to prepare for an upcoming speech he's giving there. But something seems not right. Everyone else, played by Tom Newland, just repeats what they've been told. Cincinnati has a great zoo. Cincinnati makes great chili. And they all look the same, too. Same face, identical voice, older, young, male, female, they all talk and look just the same. He begins to doubt his sanity. Maybe he's the robot, not them. Then, somewhere outside his hotel room door, he hears a voice, a distinctive voice, a woman's voice, a different voice. He pulls on his pants, runs out of the room, looks down the hall. There's no one there. So he races, knocking every door in the hotel on that floor until he finds what he's looking for. It's a woman named Lisa, played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, from Akron, Ohio, who's in town to hear his speech. She's ordinary looking, not particularly bright, but he decides she's the only real person left in the world. Lisa is the anomaly amongst all the conformity. Anomaly, Lisa, Anomalisa. Could this be true love? Okay, what I haven't mentioned yet is that this is an animated film using stop motion photography. And in fact, Michael, Lisa, everyone else are actually dolls, anatomically correct dolls. They get in fights, sing songs, get drunk, have realistic sex with all the bumps and faux pas, but they're not human. So it's a triple conundrum. Is this an animated movie about a normal middle-aged guy who's losing it? Or are we seeing the characters as animated dolls because that's how the main character, Michael, envisions the world? Or are we all identical automatons? Woo. In any case, Anomalisa is a weird and funny, if troubling, drama. Very interesting. Sleeping Giant, directed by Andrew Cividino. Adam, played by Jackson Martin, is a sheltered middle-class kid who still goes to bed on time. He's up in cottage country on Lake Superior for the summer. His parents just bought an expensive place there, so everything seems to be going well. But parents don't see everything. Adam's 15 and still in touch with his old summer friends, mainly girls like Taylor, played by Caitlin McCarriger. But now he has some guy friends to tell him what's what. Nathan Riley, played by Nick Serino and Reese Moffat, are a pair of cool cousins he meets out there on the road. They're staying with their grandma, so no parent supervision. Nate's the aggressive, fast talker, while older Riley's less volatile. Together, the two of them are slowly corrupting Adam, introducing him to the basics of adult life. Lying, stealing beer, getting drunk, smoking pot, bad-mouthing girls. They use a golf cart to rob a liquor store. But in addition to all the fun, things start to go wrong when Taylor upsets the delicate guy balance. One of them falls in love with her, another feels stilted by her, and a third sees her as a danger to their friendship. And looming in the background the whole time is a huge rocky cliff on a nearby uninhabited island. Legend has it, someone jumped and died there. Based on his short film, Sleeping Giant is another great coming-of-age story that looks at the scariness and discovery of adolescence played against the cottages and lakes of Northwest Ontario. Very good movie. The Demons, written and directed by Philippe Lesage. Félix, played by Édouard Tremblay-Grenier, is your average 10-year-old boy in a Quebec suburb. Bigger kids pick on him, so he bullies littler kids. He spends his days at school, where he forgets his pencils, at home, where he hears his parents fighting, or with his friends at the outdoor swimming pool. He's at that age between childhood and adolescence where everything is new and strange and more than a little scary. Like ghosts that can sense your fear, kidnappers who might grab you off the street and kill you, and AIDS, which will infect you if you act too gay. His fears are preyed on by his siblings and friends. He has an older brother and sister. They pile on the kind of urban myths that make you shiver, like the girl who has cockroaches growing inside her tongue, or how about chewing your hair leads to death from hairballs. But at the same time, something weird and sinister really is happening all around him. How come his dad spent the night visiting his best friend's mom? How come the girl he loves ignores him? And why are kids really disappearing right around his neighborhood? What's going on? So Les Démons, or The Demons, has a terrific ensemble cast with kids saying the kind of stuff they wouldn't say in front of adults. It's based on the director's memories of his own childhood, and this movie rings true. It's an unsparing, realistic look at dark shames and fears. Really good movie. Anomalisa opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Sleeping Giant and The Demons are both part of Canada's Top 10 Film Fest on now. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.